Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Canada's main stock index finished higher on Tuesday as gains in basic materials offset broader losses while U.S. markets fell. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was up 51.17 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 249.07 points. The S&P 500 Index down 44.72 points, while the NASDAQ Composite was down 175.92 points. The Canadian dollar traded for 72.52 cents U.S. compared with 72.7 cents U.S. on Friday. Prime Minister Mark Carney is huddling with his cabinet tomorrow and Thursday in Toronto ahead of the fall legislative sitting. His office says the meetings will focus on fast-tracking major project approvals, building more affordable housing, expanding the domestic defense industry, and helping sectors hit by U.S. tariffs. Canada will soon host U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other officials from the G7 and Ukraine. Speaker of the House of Commons Francis Carapellagia will host his counterparts in the Ottawa region from Thursday to Saturday as part of Canada's G7 presidency. Premier Doug Ford has poured out a bottle of Crown Royal during a press conference in reaction to the closure of the Ontario bottling plant in Amherstburg. The company plans to shift some bottling volume to the United States, affecting some 200 jobs in Amherstburg. Ford called the company's leaders as dumb as a bag of hammers. Canada is pledging to support the Afghan people after a devastating earthquake killed more than 1,400 people. Secretary of State for International Development, Randeep Sarai, says the government will work with its humanitarian partners. Blue Jays face the Reds in the second game of their three-game set in Cincinnati tonight. Canadians Gabriela Dabrowski of Ottawa and Leila Fernandez of Laval will see action today in the women's doubles quarterfinals in the U.S. Open. Partly cloudy with the chance of a shower this evening. Fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 9. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 26. Showers on Thursday and a high of 19. Right now it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.